Israel has destroyed the crops of dozens of acres of agricultural lands in central Gaza by spraying them with unknown chemicals. Farmers say that in the past couple of days, Israeli pesticide planes sprayed their agricultural lands in the so-called buffer zone, destroying their crops and causing heavy financial losses to them. The buffer zone, located along the eastern perimeter of the Gaza Strip, is the enclave's most fertile land and is considered as Gaza's food basket. Farmers have already sustained heavy losses during Israel's 50-day war last summer. During the war, their homes were bombed and their farms were destroyed.
The plane was flying at a very low altitude late last week and sprayed our crops with unknown substances several times. Yesterday, we discovered the damage that has happened to our plants and to our crops.
The farming sector in the Gaza Strip has been one of the worst hit sectors under years of Israel's blockade, and farmers are struggling to make ends meet.
The pesticides destroyed most of our crops and we have lost a lot of money. We are already in debt and I'm afraid to replant this area with vegetables again.
Crops affected by the Israeli chemicals include eggplants, tomatoes, zucchinis, and watermelons. The Arab Center for Agricultural Development has warned that destroying Gaza's crops will only add to the already high percentage of food insecurity in the Gaza Strip.
The planes sprayed the fields with poisonous chemicals and resulted in the destruction of most of the crops in the affected areas. Several areas were targeted and the remaining crops there are not safe for human consumption. We still don't know if it's safe for farmers to replant their fields after their crops were poisoned last week.
Farmers in Gaza fear more Israeli violations against them as the wheat harvesting season draws near. Experts say that Israeli destruction of crops will only worsen the already dire economic situation of farmers and eliminate a vital source of food in the blockaded coastal enclave. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV Gaza.